Good afternoon. I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fourth Sunday of Advent, Year B. Our readings, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 to 11 and verse 16, Psalm 89, verses 1 to 26, Romans 16, 25 to 27, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, you are high, you are the high and holy one, but you dwell in the hearts of those who love you. Lord, you are sovereign over all things, yet you wait for Mary and her yes of faith. We pray that the worship we offer and the words we use will open our hearts and minds to your will. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for the fourth Sunday in Advent, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Purify your conscience, Almighty God, by your daily visitation, that your Son, Jesus Christ, at his coming, may find in us a mansion prepared for himself, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Difficult Task, Right Persons. Difficult Task, Right Persons. Throughout the Old Testament, God chose people to do special tasks. They were called, commissioned, and given the gift of the Holy Spirit. We have, for example, those who, we are told, were chosen even in their mother's womb. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, God said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." When we look at the Old Testament, we see that God always chose the right person for the task. However, the individual always had a choice: to follow the way of God or to follow their own path. When they followed the way of God, the individual was able to successfully complete the task for which they were called. For example, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, and David. When the individual decided to do it their own way, or when they wanted to do something that was not part of God's plan, God would direct them to a new path. For example, in our Old Testament lesson today, David desired, out of his love for God, to build a temple. But God said, "No, I will give you a temple." And God promised that from David's line would come the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who will reign forever. When Saul was disobedient to God, he was replaced and the Holy Spirit was removed from him. For the past 2 weeks, the church has invited us to focus on the ministry of John the Baptist, one who was called even in his mother's womb, one who could be called a miracle child, for his mother Elizabeth was said to be barren, one who was nurtured for his special task for God, one who devoted his whole life to the task of preparing the way for the Messiah. John was quick to declare that he was not the Messiah. John identified himself by his task, the task that he was called to perform for God. So, in last week's reflection, we remember that when the priests and Levites asked him, "Who are you?" John the Baptist, by quoting the prophet Isaiah, said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. John would identify himself with his task. When we look at the ministry of John the Baptist, we see that John had the right temperament. He preached with power and passion, and God gave him success. Hundreds of people from all walks of life came to hear John preach. They were convinced. They repented. They were baptized by John in the River Jordan as a sign of their repentance. And they were ready to receive the Messiah. If we strive to summarize John's ministry, we could say that it involved acceptance of the task, focus, and faithfulness. Today, the church invites us to reflect on another call and response, the call and response of the Virgin Mary. We are not told of Mary's earthly years. However, we can be certain that her childhood, her nurturing, her experiences all prepared her for the task for which she was to be called, the mother of the Son of God. When the angel Gabriel gave her the news that she had found favor with God and that she would conceive and bear a son, and you will call him Jesus, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Luke chapter 1, verse 31-33. Mary felt free to express her doubt to the angel. How can this be, since I am a virgin? She wanted to know how this would happen. She didn't refuse to do it. To her limited knowledge, the task that was described for her seemed impossible. The angel gave the explanation. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. Verse 35. The angel continued to describe what the Most High God had done for her cousin Elizabeth, who was known to be barren. She was pregnant in her 6th month. The angel affirmed for Mary that nothing will be impossible with God. Verse 37. Mary did not doubt the existence of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, she knew of instances of the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. She had a relationship with God to the extent that she knew she could trust God with her future. She was ready to accept God's plan and purpose for her. She would respond with faith. Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Mary would accept her task. Her journey into an unknown future, trusting God. If we reflect on the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we can conclude, like John the Baptist, she carried out her task to the best of her ability. In her own way, she remained focused and faithful to the task every step of the way. Unlike John the Baptist, Mary approached her task with quiet reflection, doing for Jesus all that was necessary in the law. She and Joseph had him circumcised on the 8th day. They took him to the temple on their annual pilgrimage. She set him on his path of ministry at the wedding in Cana of Galilee when there was no wine. And she was always present with him on his journeys, even the journey to the cross. She stood at the foot of the cross, watching her son die. After the resurrection, Mary remained a faithful follower of her son Jesus. She was present when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples at Pentecost. Two different tasks, two different personalities, two different approaches, both accepting the God-given task, both exhibiting focus and faithfulness to the task, both successfully completing their task. One in martyrdom, the other by natural causes. Both outstanding examples of servants of God. What is God's plan and purpose for our lives? What is the task for which we have been called by God? The task for which we were born. Have we been focused and faithful to the task God has set before us? The task for which God has equipped us with the Holy Spirit, with spiritual gifts and talents, and put us in a place, a part of His vineyard, where we can carry out the task for God. Jesus reminds us, "You did not choose me. I chose you and anointed you to bear fruit, fruit that will last." As we prepare this week to celebrate the birth of Jesus, God's gift of love to the world, as we prepare ourselves for His second coming, let us bear in mind that one day we will have to give an account to God in Christ of how well or otherwise we have done the task for which we have been chosen. Let us stay focused. Let us not allow the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil to distract us from our purpose. Let us be faithful, so that on that great day, when the King comes to claim those who are His own, we will hear Him say to us with love, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Amen. Let us pray. O merciful Father, we beseech you for your mercy's sake. Continue your grace and favor towards us. Let not the sun of your gospel ever go down out of our hearts. Let your truth abide and be established among us forever. Help our unbelief, increase our faith, and give us hearts to consider the time of our visitation. Through faith, clothe us with Christ, that He may live in us, and your name may be glorified through us in all the world. Amen. Hold us fast, O Lord of hosts, that we fall not from you. Grant us thankful and obedient hearts, that we may increase daily in the love, knowledge, and fear of you. Increase our faith and help our unbelief, that being provided for and relieved of all our needs by your fatherly care and providence, we may live a godly life to the praise and good example of your people, and after this life may reign with you forever. through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Help us, O keeper of faith, to keep the faith entrusted to us. Faith in a world worth saving. Faith in a dream worth sharing. Faith in a heritage worth keeping. Even as we reinvigorate it to have meaning for us now. Help us keep faith in you. Help us not lose faith in ourselves. For faith is the substance of our hope, and hope the assurance of love. Praise to you, O faithful one, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace this day and forevermore. Amen. And may Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. And do have a very rewarding and productive week. We pray that you will have a holy and happy Christmas, and that Christ will be the center of your Christmas celebrations. Follow the regulations and be safe. God bless.